Teamless Tuesday. So we're going to chime in, as always, with two games each. Adam Peacock in for Joel Kane, with Fletch, with Gibbo before his trip to Melbourne, and with Brooksy, who's going okay over there despite the Dragons being really bad yesterday. It'll be interesting to see how many changes Antonio Grifoni has made as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Should be a few.
So we'll start with the game on Thursday night. It is the Brisbane Broncos and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And Souths, Fletch, have got all their guns back. Jai Arrow, Dane Gagai, Damian Cook, and your favourite footballer, Cameron Murray.
Yeah. No, well, it was surprising that they'd left Latrell play. But then we've got to remember that he got suspended for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So that's probably why he's a bit of punishment by Wayne.
Now, Benji Marshall not in the 21 for Souths at all.
Yeah, he must be injured.
So he's been given a rest. And for the Bronx, Brooksy, for the Bronx, Xavier Coates is amongst the inclusions. So that's good news for the Broncos because they need all the help they can get at the moment. Carmichael Hunt named again to play 5'8".
They're getting Adam Reynolds next year, right? Yep. Broncos. They're playing the Rabbitohs. Do you reckon the other 16 Rabbitohs players are going to want to give it some to show Adam, these guys?
And then Adam goes home and then rereads the contract that he's going to get and he goes, oh, no, it's all right.
Yeah, now Wayne might have something to do with that, with the motivation, I'd imagine. Yes. Wayne would like to get back at that Brisbane outfit.
Yeah.
Now, we had Adam Reynolds on the show. He was quite, he's quite excited. Like, we were asking him about it. I said, what's the, you guys, like, I just want to, I grew up in Redfern. I've only known Sydney my whole life. I want to try something different. I'm going to take the kids up there and get out of Sydney. So,
has he got babysitters sorted? That's the hard thing when you go somewhere like that and you don't have family around.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Gordon's around the corner.
He'd be good as a babysitter, right?
Gordon would be.
Kids wouldn't play up.
No. They'd go to sleep, though, quite easily. Tell us a story, Gordon. Well, it's 94.
Brooksy, North Queensland, Cronulla Sharks.
Val Holmes' his old team, the Sharkies, playing his current team, the Cowboys.
What about him? He copped 100 in a week.
Oh, Bradman. Yeah.
Queensland and then the Cowboys.
Fitty. Wow, he did too. So the Cows, felt is back. Mm-hmm. He returns to the wing after missing the Manly game. Mitch Dunn is back from suspension, so he'll bolster that starting lineup as well. So Hess, he'll be in back into the front row with Tommy Gilbert going to the interchange.
Was Caulfield suspended for that Manly game because of the hit?
No. He just rested. He hurt his back in the Oregon. Yeah, the state of.
I needed him to score one try.
Unlucky.
And the big out in the game is Wade Graham.
Yeah.
So he will not be backing up after the head knock. And I think he had a knee issue as well in that win over the Panthers.
It wasn't good. That's his third or fourth knock on the head. And him and Boyd Corden are actually very tight. So I'd imagine that they would have been discussing. Mm. It doesn't look good for Wade at all because we saw some of those hits Boyd got. I was watching the news yesterday. Especially that one in the Origin when Felice Kaufusi he just grazed his elbow. As we know now that it doesn't take as much as it used to get concussed.
Fletch, your game, the Sattler Derby. Scotty Sattler, Penrith and Roosters is the first thing you think of when you think of this game, but it's in modern times, thankfully, we're not affected by Origin here. All the guns back everyone.
All the guns are back, yeah. So Nathan Cleary's back in.
Luai.
Yeah, Viliami Kikau has missed a place in this squad. So Viliami Kikau. Obviously, he did his ankle last week. Matty Burton goes back to the centres. Tyron May goes back to the bench, but all the guns are back. For the Chooks, Sam Verrills, he's a huge in. He's on the bench in place of Ben Marshke, who was suspended. Joseph Suwali returns to his famous number 21 because Teddy Tedesco is back. And Sam Walker has been named, but we'll see because obviously he's had that issue on his shoulder there for a while. So, I mean, he's only a kid. So Robbo's very good at resting players. But Billy Smith, I noticed, for the Chooks is named.
Number 20.
So well done to him.
Gibbo, over to you for Newcastle and the Warriors. You're contractually obliged to do everything New Zealand on this show, so go for it.
So it's the new F3 derby, I think. Caleb Ponga is back for for the Newcastle Knights. They've got a lot of big ins. They really need some star power. So Ponga's back. Mitch Pearce is back. Heimel Hunt is back because Bradman Best was injured, which was a massive shame. David Clemmer is back via the bench too. So the Knights are getting some players back. For the Warriors, it was a shame to see Harris DeVita after putting that good hit on. He's gone for the year. So Sean O'Sullivan will be in the halves with Cody Nikorima. And Bright Eyes, Reece Walsh is at fullback. But number three on the Warriors side, Fletch, Rocco Berry is playing.
Oh, yeah, the dessert. Coming for seconds.
He's back. Jazz Tavunga will play nine with Wade Egan out and Eli Katoa on the bench. But that'll be an interesting clash. But it's really going to see how Ponga comes back. Queensland need him. And Pierce, Knights need Pierce.
Newcastle need him as
problem
well.
Problem is with those groin injuries, they can be very, very tricky. You think you're sweet.
Yeah.
And then you just go one way and then it. Because you're not thinking, right? So when you're training, you're sort of mindful of it, so you sort of don't. But in the game and the way he plays, you've got to make a full recovery from the groin injuries because they just come back.
You can jab them, but it's...
No, they don't work.
They don't work?
We jabbed Freddie in a major semi.
Yeah?
And he got a needle as well, and he was... he was legless. We had for Mad Monday, we had to push him down the Waddo Bay Hotel.
What?
He was in a wheelchair the whole weekend.
Because the jab didn't work, hit a nerve, and it just took out...
It was the adductor, and it was his whole under his private parts and the back of his thighs, both thighs, bruised because he just tore it.
Oh.
Just because he didn't, you know.
Did he still have a good time?
He had a great time. He was with me. But I would like to make it a grand final. That would have been handy.
Gibbo, back-to-back for you. Dragons Raiders.
So the big news here is Zach Lomax is a possibility of returning. Oh. So he's been named in the reserves. I mean, Brooksy, they need him, don't they? Oh, badly.
Well, Willie Army and Beale are our centres at the moment, so we'll take Zach Lomax, I think.
With all due respect to the first.
No, but this is a representative centre.
Yes.
We need
and
him
he's
back.
Part of a glamour couple, too. He so is. He fits both criteria.
Is he?
Yeah, Jess Sergis.
We put Lomax and Sergis in the centres.
Yes. She would aim up.
Oh, love to
have
see
you seen her defend?
Yeah.
That's one thing about when you watch the girls, they technically. I find with when you're teaching girls how to do something in sport, their attention to detail is a lot better than boys.
Yeah, that's just life.
So you watch the girls when they tackle, you watch those.
Yeah.
Watch the state of origin, when the woman's state of origin, how they hit and how they have their timing.
Their technique.
Technique. It's very impressive.
And for the Raiders, they've got an interesting player with a name here. I think you're going to like Fletch, number 18, Xavier Savage. Now, that's one for the cool name crew for the NRL.
Savage. Or could be Savage.
Savage,
yes. I'm not sure
Savage, eh?
Where he's from, but Ryan James and Hudson Young on the reserves, but the Canberra side is unchanged after their win on the weekend against the Bronx.
Brooksy, Melbourne Storm, West Tigers.
Ooh, West Tigers, Fletch.
West Tigers.
So, yeah.
And his mother cried. It's got a little bit of that in it, isn't it? It's got a little bit of... In the ghetto.
We'll find that song for next week.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go Brooks.
Two props returning for the Storm. Nelson Asifa'a Solomona and Christian Welsh. Whoa. So they both missed last week. So Bromwich is out, though, with an elbow injury. Tui Kamitha-Mika is back to the interchange. Jennings missed out last week due to injury. He comes back onto the wing for the West Tigers. Hat-trick. Oh, was he a hero? Ken Mamalo getting a hat-trick in his final game for the Warriors?
Yeah, that makes you a hero.
Yeah, so hat-trick hero, Kenny Mamalo, is straight into the number 5 jersey for the West Tigers.
So he should be.
So he's playing the Storm back-to-back weeks.
Wow. Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. History.
It would have been. In the old days, when you play someone last round, you play them in the first round.
No, but in a non-final situation.
I'm sure, let's ask, we don't have David Middleton, we've got Ant Middleton. Can we ask him? From SAS.
I think it happened last year with a few of the Warriors
Kate
players.
Kate Middleton? Regina?
When the Warriors players last year were getting loaned out, I think maybe Jack Murchie may have played.
Or an Alvaro. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened last year.
Well, text us in.
Okay, I thought it was going to be someone playing for University 9 and 22.
Oh, it could be.
736-736. Text us in. If a player has played the same team twice, not including the last round of regular season, into the semi-final. It's my go.
Paradogs.
Okay. Didn't even do the Tigers.
Now, this is Paradogs.
Yeah, you didn't do the Tigers. Hang on a minute. We're Tigers fans. Because there's a big out.
Got caught up in the ghetto.
The Tiggies.
Any mother cry.
Dewey is out.
Dewey.
From the hit from Mike Acevo. That just went right on his, as you would say, Fletch Lemon spread. Mbai is back into the side. So that will probably counteract that loss. But Dewey has probably been their best player so far this year. What do you reckon?
Definitely. Especially early doors when he was at the six. But definitely those the two wins they had in a row. Mm. What else?
No, that's it. Go to you.
Okay, we're going to me. So let's go to the Para. Loving. The Eels and Bulldogs. It's back to the 80s. Brooksy, you said they were playing Melbourne Storm. We were picked up by one of our listeners.
Yeah.
So the Dogs coming off that cracking win have basically got the same squad, but Kyle Flanagan is named in the reserves. So good for Kyle. For the Eels, Mike Acevo, he's obviously out suspended. Sean Russell is named to make his NRL debut. And our man, training the house down, Bryce Cartwright, he's been dropped. Keegan Hipgrave is named on the bench at number 16. So, and Fergo is on the reserves as well.
And to see out the round on Sunday, Arbor, 4 o'clock, Gold Coast Manly. And the Titans, they need all the help they can get at the moment. Mo Fotowaka is back. Kevin Proctor's out suspended. Big Tino's there, of course, David Fifita as well. But if they can aim up in defence, they might be a possibility. They'll need all the help they can get because Manly have got this inclusion of some kid at fullback, Tom Trbojevic, who missed last week's game. He is back in, interested to see how he goes.
Yeah, I thought Benny Trbojevic was solid too.
Goes all right.
He looks like Tom, runs like Jake.
Yes.
If you watch it next week, watch him next week, and you'll see that. I saw him in the flesh on Friday at Four Pints Park.
Mm.
He's a big, is he a big kid?
He's a mix.
He's a massive
huge.
Kid. Yeah. George.
Mm.
George.
What about our man? Can we get Brett Parker on?
Yeah, trying.
Hmm?
Brad Parker, sorry, not Brett. Brett's his brother. I'm just speaking about brothers. Brad Parker, a.k.a. Hank Scorpio. Yeah.
Brad Parker, we'll put in that request. So that's Team List Tuesday.